the Tay and Jay Show. Latte, Jeremy Warner. It's another week.
Not any week. It's game week.
It's game time.
Nice.
What time is it?
Yeah. So it's, of course, we got the high school season kicked off.
Yes.
Couple surprises there.
Yes.
I had a good talk yesterday a little bit with Dan Hennessy, the head coach at St. Thomas More.
And
he said, quote, "I hope people don't underestimate Fisher." Solid team.
The Bunnies.
And, but Dan, I think St. Thomas More had a couple of chances they didn't capitalize on. He blamed himself. He stood up and said, a lot of it was my fault. I got greedy. But we'll talk about some of the high school action as the show goes on.
Right, and we're going to talk about it throughout the rest of the week. We're going to have Nathan Watson, the Urbana head coach, on tomorrow. Really put up a fight against Danville over the weekend. You know, only lost by a couple scores there, and Danville's a number one team.
Yes.
In 6A here. So, I mean, Urbana puts up 27 points against them. Now they got Central this week, and that's kind of the game we're going to highlight this week, Urbana-Central.
Nice.
I mean, after Urbana, you know, Central lost big, lost one of their key players in Brad Wright, who went for a touchdown on a return as well. But, you know, Urbana's got a shot here. Maybe this Twin City rivalry here, maybe they can win a Twin City title. I know it's been a long time.
That would be fun. You also interviewed some of the Illini today, right? You were out there?
Yeah, they close practice, so we're not able to see a lot of the practices anymore. We can talk to the guys afterwards.
Perfect.
Talk to Vic Coney, really kind of broke down this Arkansas State Red Wolves offense, which returns a lot.
Explosive.
I mean, this is a Sun Belt team, but they do get a lot of those recruits down south, and as Illinois seen, there's a lot of leftovers there down south, even after the SEC goes through. I mean, that's football country.
Yep.
And there's a lot of speed coming back on this Red Wolves offense. Defense not as strong, but the offense could give Illinois some fits and really spread them out here.
So you're here from Vic Koning. Later, hopefully this hour, 4 o'clock hour, Adam Rittenberg. He is the Big Ten blogger for ESPN.com. He's going to join us at 4:05. But the biggest part, the biggest story here, Hugh Freeze, the head football coach at Arkansas State, is going to join us in moments.
Yeah, Hugh Freeze, Arkansas State coach. And if you know that name, it's probably because you read The Blind Side by Michael Lewis, a great book I read maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Just a great book about Michael Orr and his journey going from poverty. And all these coaches, including Hugh Freeze, were big in getting his life turned around. Not a lot of great circumstances around Michael Orr. But then, of course, the movie with Sandra Bullock that everyone saw. And I'm interested to ask Hugh, because they didn't portray him very well in that movie.
Yeah, it was interesting.
He had a different name in that movie, which I'm sure he's happy about that. But they pretty much made him out to know nothing about football. Sandra Bullock knew more about football than he did. So I'm interested to ask Hugh what he thought about how they portrayed him in that movie.
Hey, if Sandra Bullock claimed to know more about me than anything, I'd be like, that's fine.
She looked pretty good in that
she
movie.
She did. Looked really
and she
solid.
She deserved that Oscar.
Yes.
I mean, that was I thought the movie was definitely Hollywoodized.
Yes.
If you'd say the book, if you haven't read the book and you really like
I haven't.
The movie,
I haven't read the book.
Read the book.
Okay.
It's really good. It goes into way more detail. And it doesn't spare those nitty gritty,
awesome.
You know, things that, you know, a PG-13 PG movie is going to, you know, kind of overlook a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. So we got a lot of college football. Got some high school football. We're going to talk a lot of football today on the Tay and Jay Show. You can always call us 359-2255 for your impressions of the weekend. But first, when we come back, we're going to get on Hugh Freeze, Arkansas State coach. He's going to join us.
I'm just happy that we're going to be able to talk football.
Yes.
I mean, we've been talking football, but now we're actually going to see some of it.
Oh.
So now we can actually break it down, talk about Illinois strengths. I can't wait until Saturday to actually see this game.
I same here. And next week is NFL. We can start NFL. So everything's starting to align.
That's right.
I don't like the fall. I don't like the heat leaving. But today's perfect. What is it, like 90?
Yeah.
And we're talking football.
Football makes it a little easier.
Perfect. Tay and Jay Show back with Hugh Freeze, Arkansas State head football coach, after this. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
I thought I was having a dream, literally. We got a phone call from the emergency at the hospital telling her that our daughter had an accident. If it hadn't been for our insurance, we'd probably be sitting in bankruptcy court. So I'm very grateful that we were with Pekin and that they worded and dealt with their policies the way they do.
Beyond the Expected, Pekin Insurance. To learn more about the story, go to beyondtheexpected.com.
Hi, this is Lante. If you're looking for a company that goes beyond the expected, then Pekin Insurance is that company. Visit them at pekininsurance.com.
The road of life takes you many places, from buying your first home to sending the kids to college or planning for their wedding. Wherever the road of life leads you, Busey's banking and wealth management experts promise to help you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A station that talks about what matters to you, not just politics. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.
From a really good offense, and again, we know that what they're capable of doing, and we've talked to our guys and shown them, and you know, we're preparing them. Like I said, we're preparing them to, you know, to play against one of the better offenses that we'll face all year.
That is Illini defensive coordinator Vic Koning talking about Arkansas State, the Red Wolves. Let me tell you, if you don't know, they've got an offense that is pretty dynamic. They've also got a coach that's pretty famous, huh, Jeremy? You think?
Right.
I think he is pretty famous, and we're bringing him on now. He joins us live. This is Hugh Freeze, Arkansas State football coach. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great. We heard Coach Koning there talking about your offense, and he gives you major props, and why not? You've got a lot coming back. A unit, Coach, that scored 30 points a game last year, as you know, 403 yards a game, and you didn't lose anybody off that unit, did you?
Well, we lost the entire offensive line with the exception of the center, so that's been our biggest concern going into the year is just the inexperience that we have there. I do think they've gotten better, and Coach Hiller, our offensive line coach, does a great job with them, but I can't tell you how much better they've gotten until we really play some games, but we did graduate 8 players off the offensive line, so that is a major concern of ours.
Yeah, and Coach, that was my fault here. Hugh Freeze, Arkansas State football coach, joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. I'm Lon Tay. He's Jeremy Werner. And, Coach, I guess what I meant to say was skill position, and coaches, of course, you guys know that the good line can make the difference, but skill-wise, you've got a lot of those guys back, or if not everybody. And that group includes a great wide receiver crew, huh?
Yeah, I think we're fortunate to have good players at the skill position that are back, and it's their second year in this offense. And you are right, we did not lose any of those guys, and we've added to it a couple of guys in the recruiting process that we hope helps us give us more depth. Coach Koning was awful kind to brag on us a bit. Maybe you can get him just to play. Just normal cover 2 defense, and we might have a chance.
Well, Coach, talk about that defense a little bit. I mean, Illinois kind of runs similar what you guys do, a 4-2-5 kind of look.
Yeah, I think it's very similar. And, I'm sure he's working hard to get all of his stuff in. But it is similar to what we do. And to what extent, I'm not exactly sure. You know, Coach Womack has done a good job with our guys in his 4-2-5 scheme, and so I hope that they are similar. That's and we've been able to get a lot of looks, obviously, from going against them day in, day out. So I do think they're similar, and Vic has a great track record, and I've known him for a while, and he's a great football coach, and I know he'll have his crew very much prepared.
Talking with Arkansas State head coach Hugh Freeze, taking on the Illini Saturday here at Memorial Stadium at 2:30. Talk about quarterback Ryan Applin, a dual threat that really led that offense. It seems like he can really cause havoc for defenses and really spread you out.
Yeah, I think he's the word I would use to describe him is competitor. He if he walked in the room right now, you wouldn't be awed by the way he looks, as far as he's not an overly big kid. He's about 6 foot tall, but I know that the other 10 guys in the huddle, they want him in there with them because he'll just compete on every play. And, you know, the thing we've been working on with him is just don't feel like you have to, you know, win the game on every series. And he's such a competitor that, you know, sometimes he gets a little careless with the ball at times, thinking he can make the great play. And, you know, and last year we got in a situation where, you know, there were games where he really felt that way, and I understood it because we just didn't get the number of possessions that we wanted. And but we've worked hard on hopefully convincing him just be yourself and take what comes to you and take care of the ball and keep us on track. And I think we'll have a good chance to have a decent year offensively.
coming from the Sun Belt Conference, going against a Big Ten team at Illinois in Champaign at Memorial Stadium. I know you don't look at the Vegas odds and things like that. You know, that's for people like us, Coach. But not a lot of people giving you a chance. I know, you know, you have to schedule these games. Nice payout for the school. But players and coaches also have to look at this as a huge, huge opportunity, right?
Yeah, we preach to our kids. It's a great opportunity. It's certainly a great challenge. I mean, Arkansas State has traveled to Champaign two other times, and the results have been overwhelmingly in Illinois' favor. And so we understand that playing a team from the Big Ten, that the quality of athlete there is probably a little better than ours from top to bottom, and particularly when you start talking about the twos. And, you know, we understand all of that, but you never know when you get in these games. If you can get a break here or there and your kids play well and take care of the ball, you know, ever since – Division I schools went to 85 scholarships. There are good players in every sure. conference and that can make plays, and you just hope you have enough of them and maybe get a few breaks to be in it at the end, and that's what we're hoping for.
Arkansas State head football coach Hugh Freeze, kind enough to join us here on the Tay and Jay Show. And, Coach, what are your thoughts on the Illini going into this one? I know coming off a bowl win over Baylor, 8 home games this year, expectations pretty high around Champaign-Urbana, not so much on a national level for the Illini. But what do you think of these guys as you're coming into play them?
Well, I think that they're a very talented group. Particularly, you know, you have to start with Shieldhouse. I mean, he just is a tremendous quarterback that gives them a chance to make a great play on every play that they snap the ball to him. And of course, the offensive line is huge. You know, and I'm sure that they're going try to pound us some with Ford and Pollard, and you know, I'm sure they have others that they've recruited also. So I think it's a tall task for us to control their offense, and defensively they're a little bit of some unknowns to us, but simply because of the guys they lost to the draft sure. and maybe to graduation, and it's hard for us to get a clear picture on exactly who they're going to be playing at what spot, or it even from the depth chart, we can see who they're playing, but some of those guys don't have a lot of reps on tape. I'm sure they're very, very good players, or they wouldn't be at Illinois. But I think it's a great challenge for us, and I'm impressed with the job they do both offensively and defensively. And coming off of a bowl win, they have to have a lot of confidence going into this year, and the expectations, like you said, are high there, and I'm certain that their kids are looking forward to getting the season started, and as are ours, and hopefully we can give them a quality game.
Yeah, they're unknowns to us on defense too, Coach. But you talk about coming into a school like this. I know some schools, you know, they're all on week one. You can give them a run in the first quarter, second quarter, get off to a good start. But is the size, is that the biggest thing with going against the team, like from the Big Ten, like you said, might have a size advantage of you? How do you get around that? Or how do you try and go four quarters with a team that might be a little bigger than you?
Yeah, I just don't. I think that's a very difficult task, and it's not just the size, it's the depth. You know, they're twos. I think the biggest difference in, say, the Sun Belt and the Big Ten or the SEC is beside the size, and maybe, you know, the speed is a little faster, but probably the biggest difference is, you know, when they go and play a two, a backup at a place, and we play a backup at a place, the drop-off is probably more severe in our conference. They're able to recruit more depth and more quality depth. I think that's the big difference that hurts you in competing in a four-quarter game against them. And, you know, you need a few breaks, I think. You know, we went to Auburn last year, and we actually played them very, very well for two quarters. And, you know, at halftime, you know, we come out in the third quarter, and, you know, the score is 34-27, I think. And then they begin to impose their will on us a bit. And take control of the game. And I just think that is a huge concern. It always is when you go into these games. I think you need a few breaks to go your way to sustain it for four quarters.
Talking with first-year Arkansas State head coach Hugh Freeze. And Hugh, a close loss to Indiana last year. You brought up that Auburn game. Vic Koning brought that up as well today. You know, I know your offense coordinator last year, but it's things like that. And I know 2 years ago this program went to Iowa and hung around with them, only lost by 3 points. Does that even factor into this year? I mean, you guys, is that in the back of these players' heads that, hey, we hung with these guys before?
I don't know. We don't talk about the past at all. I don't. I told our coaches and our players, we just don't talk about it. And we're looking forward to hopefully setting a new standard here this year. And we don't make too much out of one game. You know, it's a great challenge going to Illinois, but should we win, it's just a win. And we got to move on to the next one. And should we lose, one game doesn't make or break our season. So we talk about this week, and that's all we have. And we don't talk about the past. Obviously, Arkansas State has gone in and played some BCS automatic qualifying schools close in the past. So it does let you know that it can be done, but it's just not something we bring up.
Wrapping up with Arkansas State head football coach Hugh Freeze here on the Tay and Jay Show. And, Coach, we will dip to the past for one thing. You maybe thought you were going to get an entire interview done without talking about it. But, hey, you're kind of famous out there, Coach, right?
I'll let you guys decide that. I don't know. I may be infamous after the season, you know. Right. You never know how that'll go.
Spoken like a coach who knows this. But, Coach, yes. Coach Freeze, I mean, if anybody knows your name, it's from the book The Blind Side, a great book by Michael Lewis, who must have hung around you a lot in those days when he wrote that thing. But a lot of people know the movie, the Sandra Bullock movie. And I was saying before you came on, I was wondering, did you like that movie? Because I know they didn't use your name in it, but they didn't portray that coach very well in that movie.
Yeah, I think they made me look like a Gomer. You know what I mean? A kind of a goofy coach. But, you know, I got to spend a couple of days on the set with those guys, and they were so kind to me. And, you know, Hollywood has its – they can take the liberties they want, and, sure. And I certainly understand that. The thing that I keep harping on, though, is that I just feel blessed that I had a chance to be small part in the success story of Michael Orr.
Absolutely.
And you know, at the end of the day, whatever liberties Hollywood took with the movie, the core story of the movie is a young man was given a chance by a wonderful family in the Tuies, and some other people that were around him, and it's made a difference in his life. And so I'm blessed that I was able to be a part of that, and I can handle whatever discrepancies that I think the movie may or may not have had.
Sure. So you didn't go up to Sandra Bullock and say, I think you should do this in this scene.
No, I didn't. But, you know, that part where she walked on the field and slapped that coach on the rear, I was kind of hoping that would have happened. But it did not.
You didn't get a chance to go through, like, just take a cut with it real quick just to see if
it didn't. I did not.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck this season. Of course, not in game one. You know that.
I understand.
You know that.
I totally get that.
But, Coach Freeze, it was great that you joined us. Great to hear that Southern draw, man. I went to college at SIU Carbondale and heard a little bit of that down there, and it's great to hear it. But good luck this year, Coach. Thanks for coming on with us here on the Tay and Jay Show.
Guys, thanks so much for having me.
Okay, that is Hugh Freeze, head football coach at Arkansas State. What a great guy.
Yeah.
What a funny thing, huh?
I wouldn't mind, you know, me and a body double in that moment. The one thing he said that I sat there and go, okay.
Yeah.
Was we just treat it like another win.
Right.
No, if they came up to Illinois, there'd be some celebrating in that locker room afterwards, as well there should be. I mean, a Sun Belt team, you know, the Sun Belt is probably one of the most disrespected FBS conferences, and they haven't played well. I mean, usually they're getting a 6-6 team into the bowl game, and they probably wouldn't go there unless, you know, you have to have one.
Sure.
You have to have one. And Troy is a team that gets in there a lot.
Yep. DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, Vic Coney. Yep. Vic Coney coached there.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
So he knows a little bit about these teams as well. But, yeah, it was good hearing from Hugh. And he has fun with it. And
yes,
he
does.
I'm sure he's got that blind side question everywhere he goes. And it's fun that he sits there and he's willing to talk about it. Because,
yep.
I mean, that's a positive thing not only for his career. He went on to Ole Miss to be a coach there,
exactly.
And then now he's gone up the ranks, and now he's a coach at the Division I school.
Yeah, he was offensive coordinator last year for Arkansas State, now the head coach in his first year. And don't think this is it for them. They also play Virginia Tech this year. So Arkansas State, kudos to them. They're not scared. They have Auburn last year. They went on to win a national title. Now you've got Illinois this year and Virginia Tech in Blacksburg.
Well, and this is what you have to do.
Yeah, correct.
When you're at the lower rung, you have to go to these schools, get big payouts.
Right.
I mean, to come to Illinois, they're getting paid $850,000 for one game. And that's what supports their whole athletic department. I mean, you're talking about 12 teams where, you know, that one game is so crucial. And going to Virginia Tech, they'll get a certain payout. And that's what Illinois has to do now. If they want to get to bowl games, maybe they have to schedule some of these games instead of Missouri and maybe ensure that they get a couple wins under the belt so they can get to that 6-7 mark.
We got to get to a break. You know who he reminds me of? And it's a guy that I covered when I was working at TV in Southern Illinois, and that's Houston Nutt.
Nice.
Who was the head coach at Murray State, and now is he at Arkansas, or was he?
He was at Arkansas.
Was at Arkansas.
Left, the Petrinos went there, and now he's at Ole Miss.
At Ole Miss, okay. And that's that same Southern drawl, mm-hmm. same kind of funny sense of humor. That was Houston Nutt while he was at Murray State, and Gottlieb was at Murray State as well, mm-hmm. those two guys. And, of course, Mark Godfrey, I believe, now who's coaching in the bigger programs as well. So that's what these guys do. They start kind of at an Arkansas State, move their way up. But it was fun to interview Coach Freeze, and that's going to be fun. Football week's here, baby.
It's here.
I love it. Hey, it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.